Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for March 25th, 2025. So mortgage rates, let's just say they were stagnant for the day. You go over to the equity markets, they were stagnant for the day as well. The Dow Jones up 4 points. So what in the world's going on? Well, the only news we got out today that really would, cause any of these movements is the Case-Shiller index. It's how much prices have increased or decreased over the past year and over the past month. So that's what we got out today, and it was actually encouraging. If you go down through here, home prices on a year-to-year basis, last reading was 4.5, and that was actually up 4.7%. Month over month, we were at a negative 0.1. Now we're at a positive 0.1. So home prices, let's just say they're flat. Okay, so because there's some markets up 3, 4, 8%, there's some down 3, 4, 10%. So when you average it out, it's still up 4.7%. So the market isn't crashing yet. Let's get over to the data that we're looking at for the week. So the week, we're going to get in some information that pertains to this. One of the biggest things is right here, the PCE, the number one inflation piece that the Federal Reserve monitors. So if we go to the economic calendar, that is actually coming in on Friday right through here. So we're going to be looking to lock probably most of our clients in either tonight or tomorrow, because going into Thursday, I'm concerned about the GDP, initial jobless claims, and some other numbers coming out on Wednesday or Thursday. And then on Friday, this is scaring the bejesus out of me. This should come down because we had the CPI and the PPI, the consumer inflation and producer inflation both came down about 0.2 last week. So these numbers, I'm going to say they might come in a little bit lower than expected, which would be great news for the markets, but we just don't know what's going to happen. So let's get over to see what the markets did. Dow Jones and the equity markets across the board were, we'll just say, flat as a pancake. VIX is staying steady at zero. Let's see what oil's doing. We need oil down below 70. Oil's below $70. That helps on the inflation front. If we go over to see our bond chart, let's see what the bonds are doing today. This was up about 11 or 12 ticks earlier. And that means that mortgage rates are doing good. Then all of a sudden, boom, 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 this started happening. And some of the banks refreshed for the better. And actually some came in with worse rates. But market's basically flat right now. So I want to show you this video. And here's the video that I had in question. They're going through this and they're actually talking about home prices and inventory. The video is kind of like, it doesn't seem like the lady wants to be in an interview because she just answers and just kind of humblum. But I want to show you the data that they're providing. And if this is what you were watching, you'd be like, oh, home prices are down and this. So take a look at this. And I'm going to pause periodically to give you the facts. And I actually have them already on a different screen here. So let's get to it so we can kind of either go agree or debunk this video. Let's get to it.
New home sales showing some life in Feb, up 2% after sinking 10% in January. Supply also climbed to the highest level since 2007. That's
housing supply as high as 2007. Well, let's jump in that one. Okay, so here's where we have housing supply right now. Well, if you go backwards, well, we were there in 2002. We were there in 2010. We were there in 2000, all the way through here. And oh, there's 2007. So yeah, we passed this several times throughout that. So not really sure what she's talking about there. So that's number one.
Interesting. And prices fell 1.5% from the previous year.
Okay, so that's another one. We got the Case-Shiller index today. So let's get over to this Case-Shiller index and we can see that right through here. Well, we can actually see it on that. So if you don't think I'm using the right data, let's get over through here. So I'm going to shrink that right through there. The Case-Shiller index right through here. Previous reading was it was up 4.5%. Let me zoom into that. 4.5%. It is up 4.7% now. So that was the previous reading and the current reading. Home prices month over month, it also is up. So not really sure where she's seeing home prices going down as well, but we'll take it. Let's keep going with
it. My next guest says staying put and remodeling seems to be making a comeback here. Joining us to discuss is Brown Harris CEO, Stephens CEO, Bess Friedman. Bess, it's good. I love the blouse. Good to see you. Welcome.
Thanks so much. So good to see you, Kelly. How are you?
Listen, people, I keep hearing this refrain as well. A lot of people feel kind of frozen, stuck in place, like they can never leave their mortgage and so forth. So how is this shaking out so far for the spring selling season?
Yeah, I think that lock-in effect that we know about has had a huge impact. And people listing their homes and then buyers not having enough inventory. So that's created a sort of gridlock, which is not ideal.
Yeah, no, I
agree. And so it's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, especially if you're a realtor where your business is kind of in the turnover. So you know, we can all sit around and say, hey, Home Depot, a positive comps for the first time in 2 years, and people are spending on appliances and all that, but doesn't help you guys.
Doesn't help us at all. I mean, I think the new administration's potential tariffs have also created a little bit of stress in the marketplace. Well, it creates uncertainty.
A little surprised.
Which is not good.
Is that because you're in New York, where people tend to be much more geared towards kind of the ins and outs of policy, higher income, maybe more exposed to the stock market, that sort of thing?
No, I think uncertainty is not good for any market. And I think you're seeing that because we're seeing a slowdown in the economy. And that's having its impact.
Where does it go from here?
So, you know, I think that the market is going to keep chugging along. I mean, I believe in the housing market because, you know, it's a commitment to your future. And housing as an asset class is the one place where you can actually get shelter. You know, you can't get shelter from your stock portfolio or if you're collecting art. So I think for people who want to commit to their futures, buying a home is a great place to do that. And so I think the housing market will continue, whether it's a bull market or a bear market. And, you know, we had a really good January, as you said, but last year was not a good year. And so I think that this year will be better, maybe, but it's going to be, as Warren Buffett says, lumpy and bumpy. I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing. And, you know, I think people are committed to the process of buying a home. We just need to have more inventory. Prices need to come down. Rates, you know, we'll have to see what happens with them. The Fed, I think, is going to cut maybe 3 times this year, which could have an impact on mortgage rates. But the home buying process is crucial. And people are committed to it. It is still the American dream. And I believe so strongly in it. And not because it's my book, because I've seen it proven for people. It's a commitment to their future.
Yeah. I'm curious about the price point that you referenced. I mean, down 1.5% year on year, you could say maybe it's statistical noise. But do you think prices are going to dip a little bit further here in order to get activity going?
Kelly, we need that so bad. I mean, we need to get prices down. That's been the challenge, is that there's been no intersection of supply and demand because prices have stayed high. People aren't willing to sell their homes because they've locked in this really low rate. Mortgages are high. And so we're sort of, it's like people are separated. We need to get people back on the dance floor and doing business. So I think as we get prices to come down, then we can get people out into the market buying and selling. And right. So we need some movement.
All right.
I'm going to have to agree with her on that. I like, for example, I have a 2.625 rate on my home. I'm not selling anytime soon, but eventually things happen in your life that you have to. Your family grows. You might get a divorce. You might have to move because of your job. So there's always going to be transactions, but there is, you know, the inventory is so lack right now because nobody is selling. You know, in my neighborhood, I think we got 1 or 2 houses for sale, and there's probably, you know, 180, 200 homes here. So not a lot of homes on the market. And basically because the homeowners are just sitting still, we're good. And if you're out there looking to buy that first house or maybe you'll move up, it's a challenging time. So that's where hopefully I can come in and help you navigate this environment, picking the right mortgage, searching, you know, the best rates and programs in the whole country. That's what we do. That's our forte. I'll give you all my information here at the end of this video. So when they were going through monthly housing supply, that's not there. When they were going through cost, maybe in New York, the prices were down. But if you look at basically just the Case-Shiller index, like I said, this is the nation, the whole nation, what prices are doing throughout the whole country. You got it right through here, the Case-Shiller index. Up 4.7% year over year from January to January, and month over month, it was up 0.1. It wasn't a negative. So you still have positive gains in the housing market. And I feel bad for those out there that are just sitting on the sidelines, you know, trying to navigate this market, getting into your first home. We have probably 200 pre-approvals and we get a couple contracts in a day, but it's crazy how the slowness in the market right now, how slow it is. But some people are taking advantage of these rates, these rate dips, because about a year and a half ago, rates were 8%, and now we're down in the 6% range. I just quoted on an FHA loan a little bit earlier, almost at a 5.99 rate. It was this close to it. So if you're in one of these government loans, especially a VA or FHA, and you're looking to refinance, right now might be the time, especially if you bought about a year and a half ago. So that's where we're at. So here's where mortgage rates are. They're basically steady for the day. The economic news coming out tomorrow is right through here. Core durable goods. Really nothing here that's going to upset the apple cart. Stock market still is completely flat. Let's go over to the markets and see how they're ending for the day. Did the market close? I think the market might have closed. So we got the Dow Jones, basically nothing here, folks. Everything market just closed. So we have the Dow up 9, S&P up 83, or Dow Jones up 4, S&P up 9. So basically nothing across the board here. The bond market right now for the conclusion of that, let's go to this. I'll show you how my things work. Right through here, we track the MBS market as well as the 10-year treasury. This is telling us what mortgage rates are doing. So the MBS market gives us what the price of the bond's going to do, where the 10-year treasury gives us the yield. So the yield's down on the 10-year treasury by 0.02. We have to figure it out through here. The easiest way to do this is just look at this number. If the price is going up on the bond, it means yields are coming down. So we'd love when this price goes up. Had a bunch of investors or banks reprice for the better. Is this going to last until tomorrow? I hope so, and I hope the rally continues with mortgage rates to help more and more people be able to afford homes in 2025. So that's what we're seeing so far today. Like I said, tomorrow, really not much inventory in regards to the data coming out. So that's basically it for the day. The markets are just on hold right now. A lot of CEOs were surveyed as well. I just read a report on that. About 55% of the CEOs are like, we don't really know what to do. You know, you hear all these people saying, oh, all this tariffs is going to move through the system into the consumers and so forth. About 22% of the applicants said that they would pass those on to the consumer. So be careful where you get your information. So don't judge a book by its cover. Make sure you dig into it and learn the details, especially if you're looking to buy your first house. You need to know how the numbers work. Get involved with the realtor. See, you know, make sure you're finding that right house. And please partner up with us on the financing. You'll be glad you did. So who am I? What do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio, and I actually do videos 2 times a day, and I talk about real estate. I talk about the broad markets and the economic data so you guys understand everything, but we focus in on real estate because I'm actually a mortgage loan officer, and the cool thing here is we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how could we do that? Well, it's pretty simple if you work here. We're a federal bank. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing about our bank, and there's only a handful of these in the whole country, we're also set up with 30 other lenders. Okay, so what this means for you, if you go to therateupdate.com, put in your application, we're not only offering you our products, we're going to offer you products, rates, and everything else from all 30 companies. So why not just put in your application here instead of going out there and putting in 10, 15 applications, having your credit run, all those applications out there. And then every day, you know, rates change. So you got to go back to those people and re-app everything. So just use our services. Pretty simple. Just go to therateupdate.com, put in your application right through here. You can schedule a consultation one-on-one with me right here. Or if you'd rather call in, you can do that as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of the website. You're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. And I would love to be able to help you. So you can email me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Give me your questions, concern, what you're looking to do. And please include your phone number. I'll be calling you to go over any questions that you might have. And I may even have a few for you that you really never thought about. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Can't wait to see you back here to see how this stuff starts another day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a good one. Bye-bye.